Manu Patra alert dated the 17th of September 2018. Supreme Court has stayed the operation of the National Green Tribunal's 2017 order, which had directed that odd even vehicle rotation scheme be made applicable to two-wheelers also in Delhi. Supreme Court has ordered security for Shabnam Rani, petitioner in Nikah Halala and Triple Talaq case, seeking protection after facing an acid attack on the 13th of September 2018 at Bulandshahr in Uttar Pradesh. Tripura High Court has observed that it is not the comfort alone to be considered, but the overall welfare of the minor is the sole and predominant criterion, while considering grant of custody. NGT has expressed its disquiet over the deliberate non-compliance of environmental laws by the Uttarakhand government in constructing the new Legislative Assembly building. Supreme Court has observed that once the prosecution has established that the accused was possessing the bribe money, it is for the accused to explain that how the bribe money has been received by him, and if he fails to offer satisfactory explanation, it will be presumed that he has accepted the bribe. Supreme Court has asserted that mere non-determination of blood group from the sample obtained from the scene of crime would not be sufficient to acquit an accused. Supreme Court has observed that evidence of the eyewitnesses cannot be doubted on the ground that they did not intervene in the attack nor made attempts to save the deceased. Delhi High Court has affirmed the sentence of imprisonment for rest of life to Shiv Kumar Yadav, the Uber cab driver who had raped a 25-year-old executive in his cab in December 2014. Supreme Court has observed each state and union territory to frame appropriate rules to put uninsured motor vehicles in public auction and pay compensation to victims from such sale proceeds. Supreme Court has refused to issue an interim order against the directive to release payments of two civic bodies in the national capital. Supreme Court has stayed a Delhi High Court order that granted bail to Kashmiri businessman Zahoor Ahmad Shah Watali in a case where he was accused of funding terror organizations. Supreme Court has observed that it is necessary to prove that the accused was in conscious possession at some point in time before the discovery and retained control of the objects at the time of the recovery to attract conviction under Arms Act. Supreme Court has extended its interim order restraining the Enforcement Directorate from summoning Nalini Chidambaram, wife of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, in connection with the multi-crore Sarada Chit Fund scam. Delhi High Court has held that the denial of a passport or its non-renewal affects the fundamental rights guaranteed under the Constitution. MP High Court has dismissed writ petitions challenging the total prohibition brought by the Madhya Pradesh Jeevan Ashir Apashishta, Niyantran, Sanshodhan Adhiniyaram, 2017 and upheld total prohibition of plastic carry bags in the state. MP High Court has observed that it is frequently noticed that the counter-affidavits and related documents are not filed in large number of writ petitions now pending before the High Court, and direct stipulation of outer time limit for filing counter-affidavits in writ petitions. Himachal Pradesh High Court has held that even an unregistered partnership firm can maintain a cheek bounce complaint under Section 138 of the Negotiable Instruments Act. Punjab and Haryana High Court has stayed the proceedings against three Punjab police officers booked in connection with the Bebelkalan police firing in Faridkot. Bombay High Court has ruled that the Mumbai Metropolitan Regional Development Authority, MMRDA, is not liable to deduct TDS under sections 194L-194LA of the Income Tax Act for acquiring land from the illegal occupants for government projects. Bombay High Court has refused to lift the blanket ban on use of DJ and high-volume sound systems during the Ganesh Chaturthi and Navaratri festivals. Delhi High Court has pulled up the Delhi government for the lack of recruitment in its transport department since 2008. Delhi High Court has directed the SDMC to ensure that the area allotted to artisans who make Ravana effigies for Dashera is exclusively available to them without any hindrance. Bombay High Court has permitted a 14-year-old rape victim afflicted with cancer to medically terminate her pregnancy, which is now in the 24th week. Madras High Court has slammed the Tamil Nadu government for 17-year delay in framing ad hoc rules after it took a policy decision to rationalize the service of local library authorities and to bring them into one single unit.